From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I wish to welcome you to this Friday edition of the Living Truth program. And certainly, I do thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This has been a very unique week. It's been a very unique week because in the 30-plus years that this program has been on the air, I have never shared the microphone with an individual for the entire week. And I've done it this week with Dr. Dan Hummel of the Beacon of Truth Baptist Ministry simply because of the nature of the days in which we are living. We are living in the day of compromise. We are living in the day when people are departing from truth. We are living in a day when people are turning away from the Word of God. And so these are issues that need to be addressed. And the key verse that has guided our discussion throughout the course of this week has been Jude verse 3, where the Word of God says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Even back in Jude's day, there was a departure from truth, and we see it so, so very, very much these days. And throughout the course of this week, we've talked about the general concept of contending for the faith. And then we've talked about contending for the Word of God, contending for absolute biblical truth, contending for the separated life. And today, we're going to be talking about contending against false doctrine and false teachers. And Dr. Dan Hummel, I want to say it's been a thrill to have you on the broadcast throughout the course of this week. Thank you for coming in and teaching. You're a very, very busy man. And to come in and spend this time with us this week to preach on these important subjects, I appreciate it very much, and I think that our listeners appreciate it very, very much. Thanks again for the opportunity that's been ours to have you on the program.
Well, Dr. Dahl, I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you and to fellowship with you. We are of like-minded faith, and as a result of that, there's a drawing card that brings us together in that name that's above every name, the name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We both recognize that these are dangerous days, difficult days, deceptive days, that Satan is taking full advantage of everything that he possibly can in order to poison men's minds and keep them away from the truth of God's Word. And he has ministers. I hate to say that, but Satan has ministers. They are in the pulpit today. They are characterizing the truth of God's Word in such a way that it's leading people astray from the Word, not leading people to the Word. And false doctrine was present in the day of Jesus, false teachings was in the day of the Apostle Paul, and false teaching and false individuals that do not stand for the truth are present in our day as well. Jesus warned his early disciples about that. In Matthew chapter 24 and in verse number 4 and 5, the Bible says, "Take heed that no man deceive you." And he says in that very next verse, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." What a sorry tale that is. And Jesus exposed the teachers, those false teachers of his day. We need to expose the false teachers of our day. And I think of the Apostle Paul, who reminded us of individuals specifically that denied the faith, turned from the truth, and is propagating a false gospel and leading people in a contrary way to the Word of God. He named names. People don't like that today. when you bring up a particular name and you're exposing an individual because he's teaching something that is contrary to the Word of God, people don't want to hear that today. They believe we're judgmental, and yet they don't understand even the word judge in the precious Word of God. Jesus said in verse number 11 of Matthew 24, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." He tells us in verse number 24, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that it were possible the very elect would be deceived." Well, we're living in that day. They are here, they are present. Jesus has warned us about that, and he expects his people to stand for and defend the truth of his precious word. If we don't do it, who will? If we're not standing up for the truth and proclaiming the truth, who's going to do that? And so the Lord Jesus has reminded us that they're going to come. We need to expose them for who they are, and we need to stand for the truth of his word. In the book of 2 John, and verse number 6 and verse number 7 and 8, John said this, "And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye shall walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." When I look at that passage of Scripture, it's very clear what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to expose those that are gone down a road that contradicts what he said in his word, and these deceivers pervert the very doctrine of Jesus Christ. If we mess up on that one, friend, we are in serious, serious problems. There's no eternal life. There's no hope of heaven. Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh. And when a false teacher comes along and denies the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, or denies his eternal sonship, or denies the very miracles that he had performed on the face of this earth, or they deny the very substitutionary death and atonement of Christ on behalf of the sins of all of the world, or deny his bodily resurrection, or deny his second coming, that is a false teacher. And one that is not to be followed, he's one that's not to be listened to. And unfortunately, Dr. Gall, there's a lot of people that are supporting ministries that deny those very things that we love and embrace and what God proclaims in his word. And God has commanded strict separation from those individuals. Paul said in the book of Romans, "Mark them, avoid them. Turn from them." And we need to do that in the day in which we are living as well. Preachers must deal with false teaching and not ignore it, but stand up for those sound words that we find recorded in the precious Word of God. I think often of the words of the Apostle Paul to young Timothy. "Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering. For the time will come when they will not endure those things. They will not accept those things. They will not believe those things." But my dear friend, listening to this broadcast today, why not join with us and stand up for the truth and become a defender of the truth, contending earnestly for the truth? That's the message that we have been trying to drive home all this week. There are things that we need to stand up for because the false teachers and the false prophets are having their way with multitudes of people and leading them down a primrose road that is nothing more than destructive and disastrous and death itself.
Amen, Dr. Hummel. I mean, a double amen to that. And you know, you quoted there from 2 Timothy chapter 4, where it says in verse 3, "For the time will come," we're here now,
yes,
"when they will not endure sound doctrine."
Yes.
You know, I've been involved with pastoral ministry for over 47 years. And I can recall when I started out back yonder that there was a greater desire for sound doctrine and for truth. But we've gotten away from that, Dr. Hummel, and you talk to some Christians, you talk to some preachers, they don't even want to talk about doctrine.
No, they don't, because doctrine separates. Doctrine literally separates. What you believe concerning the Bible and the doctrines of the Bible are going to separate. And if we're going to be true to the Word of God, we need to be willing to suffer that persecution that will come our way, the condemnation of the world because they think we're so narrow-minded that we don't tolerate everyone else's belief. Mm-hmm. I have to believe what God has said in His Word. Mm-hmm. I don't have to believe a preacher. I don't have to believe an individual. I need to believe what God has said in His Word. And there dare not be any compromise concerning that.
And God's Word is truth. And you know, Dr. Hummel, I've said many times on this broadcast, I've said it over my own pulpit, don't just take it for truth because I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Be as the Bereans and seek the Word of God to make sure that they that what I'm saying is biblically correct.
I know when we started doing the broadcast and between our different broadcasts, you and I have been discussing things, and one of the things that we've said is that people don't turn to the Word of God today.
Right.
If you want answers to your life, I don't know where you might be right now, but if you want answers for life, turn to the Word of God.
Turn to the Word of God. Make certain, first of all, you know the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you don't know Christ, call upon the name of the Lord today and ask Him to save you. Dr. Dan Hummel, thank you for being on the broadcast with me this week. It's been a blessing, and I might say it's been fun.
It certainly has been for me, and I enjoyed it very much. And we might have to turn reverse on this and have you on our broadcast then.
Well, that would be fine. Certainly, let's ask God to give us the opportunity to do it again one way, shape, or form.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And folks, we want to thank you so very, very much for being with us throughout the course of the week and, of course, today. And if we can serve you in any way, don't hesitate to contact us. Now listen, go to church on Sunday, find a good, solid, Bible-believing church and attend it, and then join us again Monday with another edition of the Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and we say amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.